Hello, welcome to another episode of Matt and Judd's Hockey Adventure. Judd, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Still jacked up from the draft and all those trades that didn't happen?
Oh, man, was that an exciting 2 days.
Yeah, you know, well, Derek Stepan is now an Arizona Coyote, so that happened, and so is Nicholas Jarmolson, which has to have the Wild feeling a lot better.
And the Blackhawks made some two trades.
Yes, and they also picked up Brandon Saad again for Artemi Panarin to send the Breadman out to Columbus.
Because Taze and Kane went to the GM and said, "We want Saad back." And Stan Bowman said, "Oh, okay. You're my two stars. We'll get Saad back."
Yeah, I think that's an interesting move because Panarin had such great chemistry with Patrick Kane and produced at such a high level.
He was I loved him. I thought he was great. But if I'm the Wild, I'm happy right now.
I am too, especially since they lost Jarmolson, because he's a fantastic player. Agreed. And even if he's 30 years old, he's still really good. Saad is a better two-way all-around talent than Panarin, but Panarin's a more offensively dynamic player. I think I would probably prefer to keep him around.
Blackhawks are in salary cap hell. With the Taze and Kane contracts, they are in a similar predicament as the team here, perhaps worse. So every year they have to move guys because of that.
Well, speaking of moving guys, the Wild did not move any. Yeah. Marco Scandella, there were rumors upon rumors upon rumors, and I had heard of some teams that were interested myself from some hockey contacts that I talk with, teams that like Scandella. I'm guessing that the price was probably too high at the draft, as it often is. You often hear more rumors than things that actually happen because teams don't have to move those players at that moment.
Right.
But do you think that Marco Scandella at some point this offseason is traded?
I think he probably is. And here's my thing right now. Chuck Fletcher, to me, is being smart. And now Chuck caused some of his own problems through contracts, right? No moves, no trades, big contracts. But I think the problem is this. The Wild has a surplus, probably, of defensemen. They have quality there. And my guess is that as Chuck tries to shop guys around, teams say, sure, we'll take Scandella, but we're only going to give you this because we're convinced that you're desperate to unload him to get some cap room back or get a forward. And so I think the Wild's being smart here, Collar, because what's the incentive to give a guy away right now? You still got time. And it's one thing if a team comes and says, here's a center who's going to, you know, he's a second line guy. And you're like, fantastic. That's great. But if you are, as my guess is, consistently being lowballed, to me, don't make a trade because you've got these guys, they're assets. So essentially, if you just say, okay, we're desperate here, you're compounding a problem. So I think it's smart. Just wait and wait. And because this is not a bad team. This is a team that would like to gain some cap room and certainly would like to make a trade for a top six forward. All of that being said, I think the biggest mistake that Fletcher could make right now is doing something out of desperation to get cap room back.
I agree, but Mikael Granlund and Nino Niederreiter are RFAs, and they're going to want money.
Sure.
They both had career years. Niederreiter proved to be an excellent possession and two-way player. Granlund showed his peak offensive output. I mean, you're talking about giving those guys pretty good contracts, even though they're RFAs and they don't have a ton of negotiating power. Still, they're going to get at least $5 million each in that range. I mean, Granlund's probably seeking more than that.
Yeah.
Niederreiter is probably a $5 million player.
And I think right now that they have 15 players signed, and I want to say their cap space is $14 million.
Yeah, they're very short on 14-4. They need to make some sort of move.
Sure.
And if you look around, since Pominville,
but do you give a guy away for that? I mean, I get the conundrum, but I also am not. It's very simple to sit here in June and be like, "Oh, let's trade a defenseman."
Yeah.
But I don't know if you should make a dumb deal just for the sake of trying to free that space up.
Well, one thing is that some of the defensemen are still out there that were possibilities to move, although Arizona's now sort of wrapped up their situation. You're right that they don't have to be completely desperate, but I think a lot of other teams are, it's like a game of chicken, sort of, or seeing who blinks first, really.
Yeah,
like,
chicken.
We want Scandella. I know, absolutely, Buffalo is interested in Scandella.
Okay.
So let's say you're Buffalo, and you really need another defenseman. You've graded Scandella pretty high. You think he'd fit along with Rasmus Ristolainen, who you really like. Well, if you can't sign somebody big in free agency, which there aren't many as usual with defensemen, I mean, Shattenkirk is really the big name. So let's say you can't sign Shattenkirk. Well, then you do need Scandella.
Sure.
You do get a little more desperate.
And your offer becomes
becomes a little
better.
Higher.
Yeah.
However, if Buffalo, say, did get Shattenkirk, well, you're kind of looking around going, all right, anybody else desperate
right.
for a Scandella? For a pretty good
price.
But the
patience game to me is a smart move.
I think so too, yeah. I think so too, because you don't want to give him away because he is a good player mm-hmm. and he's valued around the league.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wait too long, you could end up in real trouble and having to count on players that you don't want to count on, because the other thing I wanted to do for you was throw you a few free agent possibilities.
This is going to be impossible, but sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go crazy off the board all fourth liners, but there are a number of names that I think that the Wild could be in the mix for to replace Eric Howla.
Okay.
One of those guys is Sam Gagne, who is a low-minute player but an excellent producer on the power play, which I think the Wild could always use help. I mean, their power play was decent last year, mm-hmm. but you could always use more help on the power play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to react guy by guy, but that's one of the possibilities.
Give me the groups first, and let's
okay, Martin. Martin Hansel's another. I'm looking for centers that are third/fourth line centers.
Okay, yep.
Hansel bringing him back. I mean, he put up 39 points total last year. I thought he fit in pretty well. It took him a little while.
I would do it, but once again, all of these guys are going to have to come at my price, basically.
Do you try to talk Matt Cullen out of retirement?
I would do that in a heartbeat. Yes, I love that idea. Because if you could get him to play one more year here, I don't think he certainly wouldn't demand to break the bank there. So, yes, to me, that would be, if we're talking about a bottom six guy, he fits perfect. And plus, he's a good guy.
Did you have a thought on Sam Gagne?
I like him. He's okay. But here's my problem. Are these guys going to get to July 1st and it always seems like we get there and then guys start to sign, and you're like, what is going on with the market?
Oh, yeah, you're
right. And there's
teams
with cap room. I remember the day I saw Fletcher, the most PO'd that I've seen him, is the day that the Wild signed Vanek to his contract. Willie Mitchell, who had been with the Wild, been traded, the Wild wanted to bring him back desperately, and I think they thought, no problem. Florida came in and gave him a ridiculous contract, yep. And Fletcher was PO'd because his whole point was, what are teams doing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Panthers had the cash to pay him, so that's fine. But my point is, it feels like we do get to July 1st, and these lists are like, okay, couldn't afford him, couldn't afford him. Cullen makes sense, though, because I think if he's going to play again, it's either going to be back in Pittsburgh or more likely here, or he's going to be done.
Yeah, Sam Gagne put up 50 points last year, but it was a really boosted 50 by power play. I mean, for the most part, if you're talking 5-on-5,
yep.
He is a third-line center, sort of, or a third-line winger. He is not a guy that you're trusting in any sort of defensive situation. He only played 13 minutes a game last year.
But power play,
so
man.
He was a role player, but
power
great,
play specialist.
Great on the power play. But
makes
you're
your
right.
Money.
That might be a guy coming off a 50-point season that people overpay. But, you know, the NHL is weird, though, Judd, because sometimes, like
don't,
Sam.
Don't even tell me that.
Sam Gagne has always scored for the most part.
Yep.
And he got last year, I think it was a PTO that he made the team.
He's bounced around
yeah.
big time.
Yeah.
Oilers,
he's,
Coyotes, Flyers, right?
Yeah, he's been all over the place. He made $650,000 last year. So
wow, okay.
The league might look at him and say, well, you're really not a good enough defender. Christopher Stieg is another player that I think he's a winger, but I mean, he's bounced around a lot and never gotten paid and always produced at a pretty good rate. Nick Bonino is another guy I think will probably get overpaid because
yes.
He was on Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, right, exactly right.
A guy that I really, really like,
uh-huh.
But I think also might get overpaid, but his last contract he was playing for $2 million and is 32, is Brian Boyle. I like
he's
Brian
gonna,
Boyle as a defensive player.
He's going to get paid.
Think so?
Yes, I do. He's got a name. He's good. He's not young, but I bet you Brian Boyle to me strikes me as the type of guy who you say my team should target that guy, and the next thing you see is he gets a 3-year contract or something like that.
Well,
because
you know,
I like him a lot too, but I'm just guessing that he gets paid.
He's never made a ton of money during his career, and he's always been a pretty good player. He was very good with the Rangers.
He's
was
incredibly
very good
solid,
with,
right?
Tampa Bay, yeah, and Toronto. Toronto may try to bring him back,
sure,
but they already got some of those types of guys on the team.
So, who's your guy if you could get bottom six pivot for this team. Who's your guy?
Well, I mean, do I get the money? I mean, do I get Scandella's money to spend? See, I would like Bonino more than anybody.
You're going to have to pay him, though.
Because he's got two-way skills.
I don't
he see, can score 15 Collar, to 20 goals.
On July 1st, I think you're going to be...
He's going to get paid.
Right? And you're right. Granlund and Nino have to be paid. I don't think you're going to have a lot to work with on July 1st for sure. That's why Cullen makes the most sense. If you could convince Cullen to play, he can basically come to you on your terms in time.
Yeah.
That's not a July 1st guy.
If you want me to hunt down a really under-the-radar guy,
yeah.
Brandon Peary didn't play a ton last year with the Rangers.
Okay.
In his past. So he scored.
You're popular.
I am popular.
Your popularity becomes you.
All right. I'm going to have to answer this. So we'll wrap it up right there. Brandon Peary.
Brandon
keep an
Peary.
Eye on him.
All right. Thanks.
He scored a lot of goals with Florida.
This must be an important call. Bye.
It is. Bye.